Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Seeking guidance from Ali.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read a narration to you about one of the virtues of Imam Ali. Khawarizmi has reported on the authority of Zayd ibn Arqam, I and a group of people were in the presence of the Holy Prophet. His Holiness said, "Would you like me to guide you to a person who will never mislead you if you seek guidance from him or consult with him?" We said, "Certainly." The Holy Prophet said, "Your guide is this person," and then pointed to Ali. Then the Messenger of Allah said, "Your salvation lies in that you will be brother to him, accept what he says, follow his conduct, enjoin people to follow him, help him in difficult situations and hardships, and be his counselor, for Gabriel has informed me of it."
بدار جان گرامی فدای نام علی
بدار
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, we find that in the world that we live in the present day, we have a tendency to push more and more the limits of the amount of material wealth that we acquire. So what happens is that we try our best to have all the possible luxuries that we can afford. And many times it is to an extent where we can't even afford them. We have to take out loans, we have to borrow money in order to be able to pay for the things that are luxuries. Now, Islam teaches us quite the opposite. Islam teaches us a life which is simple, a life which is humble, a life which is relatively comfortable, but not a life that is full of extravagance and luxuries. Of course, when you go into separate instances, it differs case by case, but on the whole, our role models have always been and will always be the Ahlul Bayt. They are the role models that help to guide us towards what is the balanced way. So we find an interesting story in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where on the night of the wedding of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam and Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that the Messenger of Allah says to Bilal the Muezzin, he says, "I married my daughter to my cousin, and I wish to hold a marriage banquet to set it as a tradition among my ummah." Now this tradition is known as the walima. So he said to Hazrat Bilal, "Go to the sheep selling market, buy a sheep and 5 mud. Mud is an amount of barley, and make a pot ready for cooking them." And then the Messenger of Allah said, "I will invite the muhajir, the emigrants, and I will invite the ansar, the helpers, to this banquet." So Hazrat Bilal, he carried out this command of the Holy Prophet. And so a large group of people gathered in the house of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and they ate from this food. But here a miracle occurred. So all these people came to eat, and they ate their fill, but what was bought was only one sheep, some amount of barley, and this was cooked for these great number of guests. Not only did this food end up filling up all of the guests, but then the Holy Prophet ordered Bilal to take the food to the houses of the wives of the Messenger of Allah, and they too ate from this walima, this marriage banquet that the Messenger of Allah had done. So again, here talking about the persona of Imam Ali, we see that even the marriage of Imam Ali alayhi salam was conducted in such a simple manner. And so we too must find a way to be able to inculcate this simplicity in our lives. When we look at the marriages that we attend, when we look at the marriages, ceremonies that we undertake and we prepare, sometimes they are so incredibly lavish and luxurious and extravagant that really it boggles the mind. When we see that in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we see in this marriage ceremony of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see such a simplicity. When we look at the Messenger of Allah, we also find this similar simplicity, this humbleness, this contentment with that which is simple. It is interesting, but sometimes we might have a simple lifestyle, but because we are content with what we have and what Allah has endowed us with, we are truly happy and we feel that joy and that cheerfulness. But on the other hand, we might have all the luxuries of the world, but if we are still not content with what we have, we will never be happy. And matter of fact, we will always be in a certain kind of grief and sadness. And so a beautiful, profound lesson, a lesson of simplicity, of humbleness, of living within our means, staying away from extravagance, all lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
When we stand up for namaz, what is our niyat? This namaz, this number of rakat, and then we say verbally or in mind, qurbatan ilallah. What does that mean? Qurbatan ilallah. We are doing this, I'm doing this, in order to seek closeness or nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that qurb or zikr, again it has different levels. An ordinary person like me, when he stands on the musalla, although I'm saying qurbatan ilallah, mind is probably not there. I'm doing the namaz on the musalla, but my mind is somewhere else. But there are people, depending on their levels, when they say Allahu Akbar, when they do this niyat of qurbatan ilallah, they actually are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only the words and the actions, their mind and heart are with the ibadah that they are doing. And if you look at that level, you know, a person like me would be aware of the surroundings. But a person who is really going into that state of becoming qurbatan ilallah is oblivious of the surrounding around himself. Because now his heart and mind is not there. It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at the ayat of vilayat, it's actually an ayat which talks about such a situation. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, a very prominent Sunni mufassir of Quran, and has a very extensive tafsir. You know, the big bulky volumes of the old days, about 20 volumes. In the tafsir of this ayat, in surah number 5, ayat 55, He talks about the occasion of this ayat, when was it revealed. And he narrates a narration from Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, a very prominent Sahabi of the Prophet, accepted by all Muslims. And he is narrating, he says, صَلَّيْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمًا صَلَاةَ الظُّهْرِ. He says, one day we prayed Salatul Zuhr with the Prophet in Masjid al-Nabi. And after that, he was sitting with the Prophet and others. And others were doing their nafilah. فَسَأَلَ سَائِلٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. A beggar came around asking for help. فَلَمْ يُعْتِيهِ أَحَدٌ. Nobody gave him anything. When this beggar went around asking for help, nobody gave anything, what did he do? He raised his hands towards the heavens and he prayed to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ashhad inni sa'altu fi masjid ar-rasul. O Allah, you be witness. I asked for help in masjid ar-rasul. Fama atani ahadun shay'a. Nobody gave me anything. Wa'aliyun. Abu Buzar says, we heard his complaint. Wa'aliyun kana raki'an. Ali was doing his nafila prayers. He was in ruku. Fa'awma'a ilayhi bi-khinsirihi al-yumna. Ali extended his right hand towards the beggar and indicated towards his smaller finger. وَكَانَ فِيهِ خَاتِمٌ. There was a ring in that smaller finger. فَأَقْبَلَ السَّائِلِ حَتَّى أَخَذَ الْخَاتَمَ بِمَرْعَمْ نَبِي. The beggar came forward, took out the ring from the finger of Ali, while the Prophet was witness of what is going on.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.